I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head, and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't
I
wait.
need you in one of those giant straw hats that
Yes.
says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Guys, we have been chomping at the bit to talk to this man. We are sure as hell going to get to know the real Robbie Jones. We are playing
Ow!
23 questions with this handsome devil. Look at those muscles.
What is
Hi.
Going on? What's
Oh.
happening? Ladies,
Hi.
Ladies.
Hi, honey.
All right, you guys at home, you're going to have to deal with us flirting for a little bit. It's been a long time since we've seen this man.
Wait, what?
Robbie Jones.
Robbie.
But Robbie, for everyone who's playing catch up, like, we all got to grow up together in this really magical way. Like, where are you right now? You're in Santa Clarita. You're a family man, which is very exciting.
Yes.
You were so good with kids. Like, we always knew that was the trajectory for you.
Yeah, so just briefly, we moved to Santa Clarita right before the world completely shut down. My daughter was starting to walk, and it was like, oh, it's time to get some space. We need a yard. We need swings. We need, you know, we need the whole thing. So we moved to Santa Clarita, started renting a home, and it was perfect. Everything was like working good. And then it was like, okay, the owner wants to sell the place. We were like, awesome. We want to buy it.
So, great.
So we bought the place and now we live here. We're like resident. We live here. This is my house. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I wish you would.
Yes. That is your plumbing problem.
Oh, come on.
That is now your broken dishwasher.
Yes. This is house. This is house number four for me. So,
okay.
And we have we're in the cul-de-sac. There's kids everywhere. We have child number two, little Hendrix.
Yay!
He is running around here talking his face off. And my daughter is in kindergarten right now. She's at school.
Oh,
and
my God.
We are just nesting.
Sandra's just happy. She's good. She's hanging at home.
Sandy is loving things. If you don't stop calling her Sandra, her government
I'm
name.
Sorry. Oh, my goodness.
Her government name.
That's Sandy Jones.
Sandy.
Sandy Lee
Jones.
Jones.
That's Sandy Jones.
Nasty.
All right.
But no, she's doing great. She's loving this whole motherhood journey and just maybe TMI just weaned my second child.
Yeah.
So he's done with Nani.
Oh, God bless. That feeling is so good when you're just like free, the leash is off
as
the mother, and you're just like, anyone can feed this baby now. Like, I
That's
am
right.
my own
That's
woman
right.
now.
We are in week one of that reality.
Wow. You brought her flowers or something. That's a big damn deal, Robbie.
She gets flowers all the time at this house. Okay, this is the Jones residence.
Well.
Yeah. He treats his lady right.
This is, come on now. Listen, this is love.
So that, Robbie, you know, we have been raving about just our personal experience with you and what a gentleman you are and how fun you were to work with as an actor and a coworker. And so this is our opportunity to ask you questions from the Proust questionnaire so that the audience can actually get to know you, because you played a character who a lot of parts of that character were very different from who you are.
For sure.
Maybe a little abrasive. And so we'd like to get to know the sweetness underneath. Ladies, who wants to kick this off?
Oh, sweetness.
I will. I'll go.
Oh, goodness.
Do it.
Robbie.
Oh, joy.
Hey, friend, what is your idea of perfect happiness?
Wow. You just went straight for the deep.
Swing big. Swing big.
Philosophical, just you just went for the big.
It could
concept.
Be. I mean, maybe it's just like a Big Mac and a vanilla milkshake and a quiet, you know, car. I don't know.
No,
doesn't have to be philosophical.
No. You know what's interesting? I've been discussing this a lot with friends and family lately, and I feel like where I'm currently at now in my life with these beautiful, healthy kids and wife and house and family, mother, father, everybody's still here, everybody's healthy. I feel like I'm really living in true happiness. I mean, like, ultimate happiness. And it has nothing to do with work, or has nothing to do with money, or has nothing to do with anything. It's just like when I wake up in the morning and my son is like, "Dada, can you play basketball with me?" I'm like, "Yes, son."
A single Denzel tear.
And I'm like, this is really where it's at. Like, what else in the world is there's nothing more important, nothing that makes me happier than just being here with my family and kids. And I just find myself really like being at home a lot. Even when I was working, I was like, man, can you guys get me on the first flight back home? Because I don't want to miss anything. That's the big answer.
With COVID and then our strike, like pretty much back to back, do you feel like it really changed your view about what accomplishment and like what fulfillment is? It did for me. That's why I ask.
It really put things in perspective for me. Like, if that makes sense, it was like for the longest time you spend like the majority of your energy kind of chasing this thing, this career, this whole kind of actor thing. Yeah. And as much as I love and I'm so fulfilled by my job, when it shut down and the world shut down and it's just you and just your wife and just your daughter at the time, it's like you look around and go, man, nothing else is really that important. Like nothing else. And that it was kind of a moment for me. I'm sure you guys are all actors. You had these same feelings where it's like, man, I want to get back to work. Man, I want to get back to work. Man, I miss working. But I was kind of praying for this, like when is this breakthrough thing going to happen? And when is this going to happen? And I came to this realization just one day. I was like, man, God has already blessed me with all of that. Everything I've been praying for is already here. So it's like so cool to just be living in that. And that perspective shift for me happened, like you said, kind of during the pandemic. And I was like, wow. Wow. Like, look at us. Look
beautiful.
At this.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
that's so cool.
That's great.
Okay. Well, if the opportunity to reflect like that really, you know, allowed for a perspective shift, and yes. I'm very interested to hear your answer to question two, because it is, what is your greatest fear?
Ooh.
Nice segue shift, Sophia. That was deft.
You see how she Thank did you. That? You see how she
I
did
saw that?
That.
Thank you.
She set it up. Right on she it. Was like,
mm-hmm. You know, Team Emo over here. Just want to get into all your feelings.
The perspective has shifted. I love the setup. That was great. my greatest fear, I think, has developed since I have had children. And I think I try not to have fear of anything, but if I'm being honest and being transparent, my biggest fear is not being the dad that I want to be for my kids. You know what I mean? And to say like, oh, I have a fear of not being a good dad. Like that's kind of too general. So I'll just say like, I want to be my fear is not being the dad that both of my kids need me to be. As like they both need to be parented a specific way. And I just am like, man, am I doing it right? Am I getting this right?
That's
kind of like that's what keeps me just like every day, like, okay, I got to stay on top of this, stay on top of that, be here for that, be here for that, you know, pour into them in these different ways. So I can kind of like put that fear at bay.
You know, weird raising little girls in this generation, because all the stuff that we were told, like, go kiss your uncle, go like hug that stranger, go do what I tell you to do.
Right.
Now we're just raising like monsters, but we're happy about it. We're like, you don't touch anybody you don't want to touch. And also say no whenever you want. It's just a totally different thing now.
Completely different.
We're making it up as we go along, Robbie.
I'm glad you said that. Because I feel like I have some amazing parents, so I have a lot to kind of glean from and pull from them, and I pick their brains all the time. But like, it is so different from when they were raising us. So only so much can apply. And like you said, I got a little 5-year-old girl.
Same.
She is 5 handfuls. Forget that. She is a handful in all the good ways, but then all the ways that are challenging too. So,
well, is she you? Because my 5-year-old is my husband. She is absolutely him.
No.
No?
No.
She's your wife.
She's her own thing.
That means she's probably you. That means you don't want to admit.
I got my parents here, and I ask them all the time, like, was I like this? Was, you know, was she like, was I like her? Was she like me? Or are they like me? And they're like,
really? How funny.
Yeah.
For her. That means you're doing it right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Here's the individuality. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay. Question number 3, my friend.
All right.
If you could be the best in the world at literally anything, cooking, spearfishing, whatever, best in the world.
Okay.
What would it be?
It is a great question. All right, man, you got on the fence, because my passions and my loves for basketball and acting. And I always was like, ooh, I want to be so good at basketball, but make the NBA. No. And then I'm like, oh, I want to be the best actor in the world, but I see what happens to all the best actors. But at the same time, I feel like it's about who you are. So I'm going to pick, I want to be the best father. Did you see what I did right there?
Yeah, you did a bait and switch.
That was a crossover.
Yes.
I was going this way. Okay. Yep.
Didn't even see it. Went the fake out.
Yeah, I mean, those are two professions that can sometimes get in the way of being a good parent. I mean, we've all kind of experienced the guilt of having to leave our kids and, you know, just being distracted. There's a lot that can go wrong in either industry, whether it's sports or the entertainment industry. And so prioritizing your kid, that's a big deal.
It is.
What is that? Not to, this is an answer that could go on forever, but if you could truncate it into a few things that you think of when you think of the best father in the world, like just practically, what would that actually look like?
Well, for me, it's about being intentional and being present and listening a lot. And I think personalizing your mode of fatherhood to each individual child and not just being like, oh, this is how I am, so this is how you get me. Child number one and child number two. Mm-hmm. Like child number one might have completely different set of needs than child number two. I think being an amazing father is being the father that child number one and child number two both need individually and making sure that that happens in real time. You know what I mean? It's this one wants to read and talk all the time. This one wants to play sports and be outside all the time. So how do I find a way to be outside and be inside reading? You know what I mean? It's like, it's a balance. That's why it's great to have, you know, a wife or a partner or whoever that you're raising a child with. So you guys can kind of fill in the blanks.
We tell you every so often, we don't work with sponsors whose stuff we don't use. And I really love a lot of the things we've found on this podcast, from like better pillows to better towels to all the other things. But this frickin' app, the amount of money it has saved me, I didn't know how many weird little things I was subscribed to, from like reading a Substack and being like, to doing some random app download because I needed a feature and then I forgot. The amount of just like monthly bills that I was paying for that added up to be like hundreds and hundreds of dollars, I was mortified.
Well, Rocket Money is the solution and saves our butts every time. You guys, Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, including us, and it has saved people a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So like $5 here and $8 there really adds up. They have saved members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. It's incredible.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. So all you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
You are someone who I think of a lot as in the moment. It's one of the things that makes you a really enjoyable actor to watch. You're so present. You're so immediately reactive. And
thank you.
To what's happening in the moment. So, okay, here's question number 4. You're in your home. You're in the moment. It's time for bed or it's time for waking up. What is the one thing that is next to your bed that is the weirdest item that you have? What's the weirdest item you keep next to your bed?
Ah, boy.
Well, well.
Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming.
I didn't see that one coming at all.
Nobody ever does, Robbie.
Nope. Man, you know what's weird that's next to my bed that I probably should clean up? You guys ain't going. This is, you won't see this one coming.
Give it.
I wear contact lenses, right?
Okay.
And I wear glasses. At night, when I'm super lazy, I have disposable contact lenses. I just throw them off the side of the bed. Like, yeah. I'm about to go to sleep and I just... And there's literally a nasty little kind of, I'm ashamed.
It's a sculpture.
Like a contact lens graveyard.
It's just a nasty little pile of contact lens graveyard. That's such a good way to put it. A graveyard of discarded, misfit contact. No.
You've just made some people out there feel so much better about their own habit of doing the exact same thing. You can't be.
It's so true, and I've admitted that to you, ladies.
Thank you.
Do your kids play with them?
No. You stick them in their mouths?
No.
Oh my God, my kids play with fake eyelashes. They play with discarded contacts.
No.
Kids love grown-up trash.
No,
that's hilarious.
They do, right? It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, Dada's room, please. Mama and Dada's room, stay out of Dad. It's not baby-proofed in here. So please stay out.
Oh, that's hilarious, Robbie.
It's the truth. It's weird, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Do you?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's so specific.
It's so specific and honest.
It's just me.
Like, I find it interesting.
Soul. I'm talking to Soul. I can't believe it. It's been years.
Hi, honey. I missed you.
I missed you too. See, I'm looking into the camera. I'm not even looking at the Zoom little square.
I know, so we can make eye contact.
Yes, look at that.
I love
weird
it.
Eye contact, though. It's a little wide.
It's close. It's as close as we get on these weird screens.
A little extra on the pupil.
Yeah.
It's real. Okay, back to everything. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're shifting to question five. Which living person do you most admire?
Okay. Which living person do I most admire? I'll probably say my mother. She's one of the most fascinating people I've ever met. And I've known her my whole life. She gave birth to me.
Yeah.
I feel like as I've gotten older, and like I said, as I've had a family and all this good stuff, I've gotten to know her as an adult man, as opposed to just being her son.
Yeah.
And that discovery of who this woman was as she was raising me, and the things that were going on in her life, and finding out things that I was too young to handle, you know, at a certain point in time. And, you know, things that she's gone through since she was a child that, you know, as a kid, you're not equipped to handle some types of traumas and things that happen to. But my mom is a very, very, very strong woman. And she is so cool. She's the coolest. One of the, man, y'all would love my mama.
Yeah, bring her mom around.
She is so cool. She runs around with the kids, be tackling them and playing around. I mean, she's so happy to have these little grandkids. Anyways, I love my mama and I admire her the most. And I'm trying to truncate, okay?
As a boy mom, like, keep going.
Yeah. I'm a daddy's boy for sure. I mean, big time. He coached me in high school. I grew up with my dad. He's the best dad in the whole world. I come from really good parents, my belief. But
you could tell though, like, because you're so comfortable in your own skin and you go out of your way to make everybody else feel good. And that's usually indicative of you coming from a place of security and support.
Thank you for saying that. And I'm sure they would be happy to hear you say that too.
They did it. They did it.
We did.
They raised a winner.
We made him.
Do they feel that way? Do they just kind of walk around like, we did that?
I don't want to speak for them. They tell me they're proud of me and they love me because I think they're supposed to. But I hope they believe it and they mean it. I think they do. But I think they love their son and their grandkids and all that. I'm sure of it. So
that's sweet.
Okay, well, now that we're living the dream here, question number six is, what is your greatest extravagance? Where does Robbie Jones get fancy on me?
Y'all ready for this?
Uh-huh. Mm.
Let me think of something now, because I'm super simple.
He owns a home. He's got a handsome scarf on right now.
Did you see what I did for you, ladies?
Yeah, you dressed up.
I didn't dress up. I just threw a little color in there.
Mm-hmm. You look nice.
Like I'm seeing the queens now, the drama queen. Okay, I can't come in here plain necked.
Nope.
Okay, I got to have a little something. Okay.
Fancy, a man of extravagance.
Say it with my neck today. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give y'all one more chance to get a look at it now.
Yeah, we're going to need a headshot to post with this episode.
Let me stop. What is my greatest extravagance? I'm not really into jewelry like that. I'm not really into, you know what? I don't know why this didn't come to me immediately. Food. Like I'm like, I wouldn't call myself a foodie, but I'm borderline kind of really, really into just like amazing food. I don't like to even waste meals on mediocre food. So like, whatever it is, let's get it. I want that. I want to try it. We go to the restaurant, order all that. Even if I can't finish it, if it's good, I want to taste it and say I tasted it. And then I'm going to come back and get some more when y'all ain't looking. You know what I'm saying? Like, So easy. Yep. I'm a food person. One of the quickest ways to my heart is, man, food.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite? Is there like a favorite food that, you know?
Yes.
What is it?
There's several.
Fancy.
He's looking at us like, are you kidding? I mean, are you girls? Actually.
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. What are we talking about?
You get one last fancy, fancy, fancy meal.
That should be like part of our 23 questions. Last meal.
It really should.
What's the fanciest be-all, end-all thing?
You understand me? I'm you understand where I'm about to go right now.
Okay. Give me the menu.
Take
me there.
Take us along.
A lot of it is going to be homemade. Because, like I told you, my mama, she throws down.
Okay. What's your mom's name?
Betty.
Of course it is. Betty.
Don't I look like the son of a Betty?
Yeah, Betty. She's like, you bought pie crust? Oh, peasants. Right.
Peasants.
You know what? I'm going to just cut out all the fluff, all the amazing restaurants, all that. And I'm going to just go straight to my mom's peach cobbler. And I'm just going to eat a whole pan.
Last meal, peach cobbler. Mama's Betty's peach cobbler.
And some sweet potato pie. She has the best sweet potato pie on this planet. And she's kept this recipe secret for years. And she just blessed us with it. She blessed me. She blessed me and the family with it and said, keep it to yourself.
Wow.
Keep it to yourself.
She said, pass it on to your kids.
Oh, honey.
I've become the sweet potato guy. She was the sweet potato. She was the sweet potato provider, the sweet potato pie provider. Yeah. Yes. Blessed me with that. So now I have taken over the mantle.
Right.
I love it.
She has stamped her approval on my sweet potato pie.
That goes on the resume.
Robbie, I'm coming back up to LA in 2 weeks. I need you to make me some sweet potato pie so I can
you
take
understand
it home for Thanksgiving.
Me? Yeah. It's Thanksgiving time in 2 weeks. It's already going down, Joy.
Sign me up.
I am so happy that, like, I'm like, he's close. Santa Clarita is not that far from me.
Get ready.
I thought you were in New York.
Yeah, this week. I don't live here. I'm just working.
Oh.
I'll be home soon, honey, and I'm coming over.
You got a little 210 Pasadena Santa Clarita pass.
I'm coming. Get ready.
Am I going to see Sophia in person at some point?
Hell yeah, you are. I paid my way through school by taking care of other people's children. I got a sick baby sway. You hand me that baby boy, I'm ready to go. I will earn my keep in pie.
Can I make you a t-shirt that says, I earn my keep in pie?
Yeah, I'm like,
pay you
I will train. I will babysit your children if you feed me sweet potatoes.
All right, Robbie, off the cuff. Yes. What's your current state of mind? Go.
Current
state of mind.
Can't you tell? That's a crazy question.
Well, some people take it into their life and it's like the place I'm in my life right now. But you kind of already answered that because you're in perfect happiness right now.
I'm depressed. So.
Oh, no.
I'm really going through it, guys.
It's taking a goodness. Turn.
I think we replaced that one with the last meal.
The last meal. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Once you got me talking about sweet potato pie and peach cobbler, you already know my state of mind. Come on now.
Hungry.
I love that.
That part. Hungry.
Hungry.
Yes. Hungry with an O, though. Not H-U. H-O.
Hungry?
Oh, I'm hungry. I didn't eat breakfast this morning, and I'm talking about sweet potato pie and peach cobbler. I'm hungry.
Yeah. You need to get an Instacart order of ingredients to your house ASAP right now.
Asexually speaking, yes.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh-smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired, girl, right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
What do you most value in your friends?
That's a great one.
Mm.
I've come at a crossroads of that, I feel like, several times over the past few years.
Mm.
I feel like consistency
is
like huge for me. And everybody doesn't appreciate that, but like I try to be that and I appreciate that. Like, I don't like the wishy-washy, flaky kind of friend. You know what I mean? Like, you can be my associate. You can be somebody that I, like, we cool. But, like, I appreciate in a friend somebody who's just consistent. Like, you don't let a long time go by between us just checking on each other or just say, how you doing?
Okay, that's so hard in this industry. I mean, do you find it hard to even do that yourself as an actor and someone who's traveling a lot and, you know, you're so present and in the moment with where you are?
No. And that's why I feel, because I've been, you all have been so busy to where you don't even know up from down. You got lines, you got to push, call time, and I mean all kind of crazy stuff. They're forcing calls and this and that, and I worked 14 hours and then I got to turn around and work 17. It's just like crazy. But the people that are important to me, hey, how you doing today? Just wanted to say what's up, or like responding just with the, because texting makes things so much easier. Sometimes you can't always call because your attention is spread everywhere, but just a simple reach out, a simple just responding, like I'm learning that that's not a real thing anymore. Just people don't respond. They don't respond like they used to.
we're in this new season in our lives, you know, like we all met when we were in that frantic, like hustle phase of young adulthood.
Right.
Do you find that the majority of your friends are like your lifelong childhood friends, like people that have known you forever? Or have you found your people in adulthood?
It's a mixture of both. Like okay. I have like my closest friends are people that I've known my entire life, or like close family members. My best friend, mm-hmm. my best man, he moved out here too. Mm-hmm. He moved to Santa Clarita with him and his wife and two kids.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's crazy. We've known each other since we were born. He's one day older than me. And amazing. I've known him my whole life. Wow. We used to be cousins by marriage, and it's now we're just best friends. We've been best friends. I was best man in his wedding, best man in mine.
That's
anyways,
nice.
He moved out here, so we're right up the street from each other. I'm the godfather of his kids. He's the godfather. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
And then one of my other closest friends is my cousin. And then I have a great circle of friends of just people that I've met since I've been in L.A. And a couple friends from back home in Sacramento. And then people from college. Some of my best friends are like some of my teammates from college. So I have a kind of like a sort of like a medium-sized group of people that I'm like cool with, and then there's kind of like a smaller group that I'm like really, really tight with.
Mm-hmm.
How about you guys? I know you're asking me questions. How do you guys do the whole friends thing? I need to know, because you guys are busy podcasting, acting, raising kids, being wonderful. How do y'all do it?
It is hard, and especially I can't speak for anybody else, but for me, growing up in this business where it's all transient all the time, and part of being an actor is being is, as we said, being so present in the moment that you're in, and you want to bond with the people that you're working with, so you get to know them well, so there's a rapport on set, and there's an ease in communication when you're actually the camera's rolling, or the curtain goes up, or whatever it is. And so you immerse yourself. I immerse myself so much into those relationships that it can be hard to, it's hard for me not to like out of sight, out of mind. I compartmentalize so much into the space that I'm in that it does take effort for me to, what it really takes is getting quiet, which I don't do as much of as I should and would like to, because when I get quiet and shut everything else out, then all the people that are in my heart kind of come up. It's like, oh, I want to reach out to this person. That's right. This person, their mom, I have to find out how they're doing. And I want to check on this person's kid. And like, what's happening with that relationship with that person? And it's just a matter of me being self-disciplined enough to get quiet and do that. But I love that it's a natural place that you are in. It seems like all the time. I think that's so great. I don't know what about you girls, how you guys handle
it. Yeah, ladies, I'm curious.
With the same kids that I've known my whole life. Like, I went to school with the same kids preschool all the way, you know, through graduation, and then we've all stayed super close, so much so that like my grown-up friends know who those kids are. Like, right. We were just in Wilmington this past weekend, and I was doing a book event, and a boy that I used to date senior year in high school was there. He just like came to be supportive and awesome, and I freaked out. I was so happy to see this person. Hadn't seen him forever. I come flying in the house and I'm like, I just ran out of Jimmy. And Sophia knew exactly who I was talking about because she's heard me talk about these people.
You seen?
I mean, it blew my mind. And so for me, that's the kind of thing that I'm trying to replicate with my kids, because I know now as an adult how rare that is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, if I can give them that like foundation of friendship and these lifelong kid relationships, it'll help them be a good friend as a grown up, because you just have that shorthand, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't actually have to talk to everybody, because we just like know each other so well that we see each other and do shots and everything's cool.
I love that.
I also think, you know, I find it really a mixture, like you were saying, Robbie. You know, I think that transient nature of this job that you were talking about, Joy, is just true for all of us. And it's interesting, I was having this conversation because we were all in Wilmington this weekend and, you know, everybody was working on different days. And so on Saturday, because I knew I'd see Steven on Sunday, but I guess you guys were with James on Friday. And so we all went to Tower 7 and like got our favorite, you know, Wrightsville Beach tacos. And a bunch of people from our crew came and met us, like Jane and Aaron and, you know, a bunch of friends from town, my friend Mary and Kelly, like the folks who I lived with in Wilmington. And, you know, they're the kind of people in my life who, whether I talk to them twice a year or twice a week, like you were saying, Hill, you're just close because you've been close forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think one of the things I struggle with and that I've had to just accept as a source of discomfort in my life is that when I am present with the people around me, I will always be absent from the people who aren't there, but who I love. So if I'm focusing, yes, you know, and catching up with my friends in LA who I didn't see for 8 months while I was working in Toronto, I'm not talking to everybody from Toronto or Wilmington. But when I'm in Toronto or Wilmington, I'm back with those people. And it's like, I've had to figure out this sort of balance of the blessing and the curse of being present and being so lucky that I've lived in so many places that I have so many disparate groups of friends. And I think in this stage in my life where I'm just finally fucking done being a people pleaser, I've also gotten really clear about who's good for me and who deserves me being good for them. And like, there's four of us from junior high and high school that are tight. And we got to a point where we were like, a bunch of those girls we grew up with were fucking bullies. And we don't need to try to be nice to them because we're nice girls. Like my girlfriend Janice said that. She was like, nice girls don't have to be nice to mean people. And I was like, oh, put it on a bumper sticker. Like, I love that idea. And like,
tell your daughter, people Robbie.
Tell your daughter, like, it is okay to be like, I respect you, but you're not for me. It's okay to get to a point where, like, when there are morals and boundaries that matter to you and they don't matter to other people, to be like, cool, care about you, wish you well, don't have time. Because I don't have time for everyone I love, who I trust with, like, my future and the future of people I care about. And that's, I don't know, it's been an interesting thing to, like, to realize I love more people than I have time for. And also, if I don't have time for all those people, I certainly don't have time for people who just like, I don't with anymore. Right. And it, I don't know if that's turning 40 or what, but it feels so nice 40. To be like, I'm good. I love it. I'm like, I'm good. And then what if I talk to you all the time or, you know, I haven't spoken to you in a while and we're hugging each other. We're hugging ourselves to hug each other on Zoom because we love each other and we're always going to love each other. And I don't know. I cherish the sort of discernment and the trust in the friendships that it's given me to be like, these are the people who, you know, I'll show up for at the drop of a hat forever. Where are we going? What are we doing? And I like that.
Love that. I love hearing your guys.
It's a really long answer to your question.
I think it's fantastic. I'm here to listen and learn because I'm trying to figure all that out myself. I like to think I'm a certain way and I like to be a certain way. And I try not to put too many expectations like on these friends. Like I said, I appreciate consistency, but at the same time, I you guys each have a perspective that makes me put all that into a different kind of viewpoint because I know I've been victim to taking things personally when I'm like, okay, I can respond when they text me or I can respond me, no matter how, you know what I mean? And then I don't think like, what did they have to do this morning? Or what's their week been like? Or like, what are they going through this month that might, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm constantly trying to do better at that. Even though people I love, I have to have grace for just life.
Yeah. Well, it just means that in your relationships, you prioritize the people who prioritize you. And that's the right thing to do. Right. You know, like that's a relationship, whether it's a marriage or a friendship, you prioritize the people who prioritize you and then you're in a healthy space together. Mm-hmm. So let's flip that on its head with our next question, Robbie Jones.
Oh. Flipping it on its head.
On what occasion do you lie to people?
See, that's a tricky question because this is going to sound so self-righteous and so weird, but like I like pride myself on trying to be honest, even to a fault, like even if I know it's going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
So like I think the only time where I would maybe like pull a punch or hold, you know, yeah, man, just kind of like I like to, I've been known to just like withhold information.
Oh, okay. All right. It's not, it's lying by omission.
That part. I've done that, but I've never been the type of person where I could just create this whole alternate scenario to replace the one that actually happened to save myself some embarrassment or discomfort or whatever. So if I were to omit, it would probably be something, maybe something to like, to protect somebody that I care about, but it would even, but it would have to be something so weirdly specific. I can't, I don't know. Like, I don't even like telling my kids about the Easter bunny or like,
oh, I know, right?
Oh, I don't even like lying to my kids. I'd rather be like, it's just fun and we're having a good time with no pretend this. So you can have a real, like, Santa Claus isn't real, guys. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that guy.
My son is in eighth grade and he still is on the Santa train. I will let him believe that forever.
Right. I let it rock. I let my, okay.
Yeah, if they ask you outright.
And I'll just be like, I'll omit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'll
answer a different question.
That part. I'll do that when it comes to like my kids or something like that. I'll just kind of like, huh?
Yeah, it's not always the right time to talk about everything.
Yeah, so that's the only time I can really think about it. Most of the time, I'm going to bust your bubble. If you ask me, you really want to know. Like, And I think that's what people appreciate in me because they know I'm going to shoot from the hip. If you really want to know, I'm not the type of person that forces my opinion or forces my belief or forces my, like, I'm not going to lead with just brutal honesty because that's
right. It's unkind.
Like, it's unkind. It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
I think it's very unnecessary. Especially if you care about somebody. But if somebody's like, yo, how do you really feel about this? What do you really think about this? And I'll be like,
yeah,
do you really want to know what I think about this? I always try to give people the disclaimer. Like, do you really want to know what I think?
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't have to want to know, friend of mine or person who's asking. But if you want to know, I'll give you my honest thoughts.
I do love that. I love that.
I like that.
Okay. What is one thing that you'll never do again?
Woo. There are lots of things I'll never do again. The first thing that comes to me is going to be so weird and trivial, but there's this, when I was living in Vancouver, there's this mountain range and it's called, it's like a hike of sorts, but I feel like it is evil. and a couple of my castmates wanted to go and do this thing called the Grouse Grind.
Oh, yeah.
Famous, like, it's a hike, and we're going to just, it's going to be exhilarating, and like, oh, yeah, let's do it. So they convinced me to go, and I'm pretty athletic. I like to think I'm, you know, I'm equipped. I did that thing, and as soon as I got to the top, I was like, never. I was like, I thought I was done about 7 to 8 times during the whole thing. And then I saw the signs that were like 1/8 of the way. I was like, what? So that's the first thing that comes to mind. That's very trivial.
I like to know what the first thing is that comes to mind,
though. That was literally the first thing.
That's it.
Okay. So what do we get for our 11th question, which is what is the strangest purchase you've made or almost made? Strangest.
That's a good one. I'd like to think I'm not a person who buys weird stuff.
It might be normal for you.
You're on the Zoom with 3 women who buy a bunch of weird shit. So
you're safe here, baby.
Buy weird stuff?
Mm-hmm. A lot of taxidermy in this house, Robbie.
Ew. Yeah. No judgment. That's what's up. Taxidermy.
Can you see my wallpaper? Come on. Yeah, you're a homeowner now. What's the weirdest thing you've purchased for your home?
Jeez, this is a great, great question. I'm so stumped. Ladies, can we come back to it?
You know, maybe we'll buy you the strangest thing. Like, we're going to get you a little, you like, go. Ceremonial urn to put all your contacts in.
An urn? You just keep it open at the bottom of
your
bed.
For your contact graveyard.
Toss it in.
Boop. I'm stumped. We can circle back.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? So I saw that Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now online and in-store.
I love that. For the entire month of May, join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Plus, you can help to support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to AAPI scholarships.
AAPI is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students.
So join us by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support AAPI scholars and educational nonprofit.
Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something, but that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
So now we're going to ask you a real highbrow question. Who are your favorite writers? Songwriters, novelists, script writers, whatever you want.
Ever wrote the song? Are you familiar with this song called So Beautiful by Music Soul Child?
Let's Google this. Hold on. Music Soul Child. Hold on now. This is what we invented iPhones for.
M-U-S-I-Q. Music Soul Child.
Yeah.
It was a big song, and it does something to me. and it just does all the things. There's amazing writers of books. There's amazing writers of all kinds of stuff. But like, whoever wrote that freaking song.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I found it.
There you are.
That's it. That. It's a songwriters. Lee Houston Jr.
Lee.
And then Talib Johnson.
My
who
boys.
Is. That's his real name. That's Music Soul Child's real name, I think. Yeah. Listen, I found it. I'm about to jam. Is this a slow jam?
It's a mid-tempo love jam. It'll get you. It'll take you to where you want to be.
I just muted myself on the Zoom so I could listen to it. It's a vibe.
Yeah. Come on now. Okay.
Come on now.
Yes.
Also, I haven't listened to him in years. Right? What a great flashback. My God.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Okay. There you go. All right, Robbie. What's your greatest regret?
I don't know if I had any control over this, but I feel like I regret not starting to play basketball soon.
Mm. How old were you?
Because I started playing basketball kind of late. I tried it when I was a little kid. My dad was a coach, and he was never pushing the sport on me, never pushed it on me. And I wanted to play. And when I started out, I don't know, maybe I was like 4 or 5, and it's just a bunch of kids running around with a basketball. And then they were co-ed teams. So the rule was you have to pass it to the girl before you shoot. So as a 4-year-old or 5-year-old, I was like, I don't want to pass it to anybody before I shoot. You know what I mean? So I was like, I don't like basketball. So I was off basketball. I played soccer from like age 6 till I was like 15.
That's interesting.
And I didn't really start playing basketball until I was like a teenager. And
wow.
So, yeah. And my dad, the reason why I was able to increase my skills faster is because my dad was a high school coach. So once I decided to play basketball, I was like in 7th or 6th grade. And then he just would bring me to practice with him. So I practiced with him and his high school players at like 6th grade. And I was just getting beat up and kicked around. And he just let it happen. And I had to get better faster. But I feel like if I had started playing basketball earlier, I would have been better. And I might've been able to touch that ultimate dream. My first dream of hitting the NBA. I mean, I played professionally overseas for like 6 years, but I never touched the NBA where I wanted to get. So that's kind of like a back of mind. Like, man, what if I had started earlier? Mm. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. But how awesome that he didn't force it on you. It might've changed how much you love it. Like you're able to love it now because it wasn't, you know, pushed on you.
Yeah. Yeah. I fell in love with it by myself. And he was like, I'm not waking you up to go to the gym. You want to go shoot jumpers? Yeah. I will help you be the best player you want to be, but I'm not pushing you to do this stuff.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Okay, Dad. Yeah. Can we wake up at 6 a.m. to go shoot?
Oh, B.
And he'd be like, all right, I'll set the alarm.
That's
let's go.
Super cute. Oh,
like, let's go sweet. Do it. Did it for years and years.
I love that. Okay. Slightly different twist, but also could be something silly. What is something that you really dislike?
Well, first thing that comes to mind is onions.
All kinds? Red, white, yellow, shallots, green?
Raw onions of any type. Don't give me no onions on a burger. Don't give me onions. Unless it's caramelized. And I can't taste the onion eating. I told you I'm borderline kind of a foodie.
Yeah. No, he's like, do the extra step. I am Betty's son. Don't take the extra step.
Yeah.
Caramelize the onion.
I hate that too, Robbie. That. When I order a Cobb salad and somebody decides to sprinkle raw red onions all over the top
Come
of it.
On. Like, why are you
I ordered
that?
That is an ingredient. That is not a seasoning.
This is my gripe with the food industry.
This is my
who told you to sprinkle green onions on top of everything? Mm-hmm. This is like, I'm sorry, you touched a nerve here.
Raw onions. Yeah. I mean, of every question we've asked you, that was the fastest answer.
There you go.
It was like,
think about
deck.
How many times you've been in a restaurant. You order something on the menu that doesn't have onions in the ingredients at all. And you're like, this is going to be bomb. They bring it out and sit it to you. sit it on your face, and it has green onion just caked all over the top of this thing that you ordered.
Terrible.
A little garnish for you. Okay, I have question number 15, and this is warm and fuzzy. Who or what is the greatest love of your life?
I'm trying to encapsulate it all, because I think being a father has been the greatest love of my life, and I've been able to express the greatest amount of love in my life. Mm. And being a husband and all of that. So I don't want to leave any. I feel like I tell my wife all the time, and I, when we're texting, I just kind of like send a world, like the world emoji and a heart. And I'm like, you're my world, or you guys are my world. Mm-hmm. So I feel like just being a father and a husband has been the greatest love of my life. And I feel like I'm able to express the greatest love, the greatest amount of love from my life. So, that's good.
Yeah.
Don't y'all make me cry on this podcast.
Listen.
Don't y'all do it.
We do all the feelings here.
I got all this neck for you. I'm covering up. I'm not trying. Okay. Don't you make me cry on this podcast.
He's going to have to tap his eyes with that scarf. No, but that's it's so nice. You know, like Carson McCullers, the author, said, they are the we of me. You know, like when you find the we of me, that kind of unit that feels so whole, that's a beautiful feeling. Yes. That's what people spend their whole fucking life looking for. You know, you found it, baby. Yes. You did.
Yes. Oh, man.
Well, you answered this already because it was the first one. You said you were living in your perfect happiness right now. So the question is, when and where were you happiest? But I guess my adjustment to this question for you would be, other than now, when and where were you happiest?
Man, there have been some really crazy happy moments. I'm going to personalize this for you, ladies.
Ooh.
The first day on set. This wonderful lady right here, down here in the corner of my screen.
I don't know which one you're pointing to.
You, your face, Joy.
Oh.
My first day on set, Paul Johansson was directing. Joy was in a classroom, I believe, opposite me.
Yes.
And this was my first time ever being on TV. Ever.
What?
Yeah. This was my first acting job.
Oh my God.
I'd done commercials. I did commercials for like 3 years. And this was my first job as an actor. First day on set. First time being directed by a director. First time people putting touch-ups and what, you know, the whole everything. My first day. And I've been, you know, studying and grinding and just fell in love with acting and I was like, this is so amazing. Aww. Like, this is so cool. And then to top it all off, Joy was so cool.
Aww, Robbie.
She was so cool. And the craziest thing about it is I was watching, because I'm a sponge. I'm trying to soak it all up. I've never been here before. I don't even know how all this works. And I'm like, she's full on reading a novel in between takes. Joy would have a book. And I'm here running lines in my head. She's reading a book. And they're like, okay, first team. And she's like, and goes right there and just starts delivering everything at just perfect, amazing, just Joy. You know her. Just Joy.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'm like, this is so cool.
Oh, babe. You just blew our minds.
I'm trying to tell you, we would just talk and chop it up. And Joy was just like, she was just always so nice and warm. And answer any questions I had. Paul was so cool. I was like, man, what a first gig. Like, you know what I mean? What
that's
a first job.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
I love that.
glad I got to be a part of that. And Hillary's right. You did blow our minds. We all were like, we couldn't believe this was your first gig. And
I'm just learning that now. It is just blowing my mind in this moment. There's no fucking way that what I have watched on the show is your first like acting gig. There's just no way.
Yeah.
Raw talent.
Robbie.
Yeah.
So good.
I sat down with our EP, whose name we shall not mention.
Voldemort. Never.
Anyways, you didn't ask me those questions.
That's incredible. Robbie,
but the point is really, and it's so special. I'm sure so many people at home are having the same reaction you just did, Hill. Like, you are such an undeniable talent. And, we've talked so much about how we all felt so robbed. And we assume that, the creative team behind the show we shan't mention really regretted, their decision about the timeline of your character, because it all just happened too
soon.
So that's the least specific I can be about that. But we talk about it a lot.
Wow.
A lot. When we're doing the other job we have to do. But God, your talent, which is ironic because the literal next question is about talent. Question 17 is,
you are really good at this.
Which talent?
You're really good at this.
Well, it is actually bizarre. But question 17 is literally, which talent would you most like to have?
Outside of the ones he already has. We know you can act. We know you can play basketball.
You're so talented.
Like, what's the thing that you can't quite do so great that you want?
I wish I could play the piano.
Me too. That's my answer.
I wish I could play the piano. I'm a drummer. I play music my whole life. I play the drums. And I've always wanted to play the piano. And I try. I could pick it up, play a few little things here and there. But like, I've always just wanted to like be that guy who's like, oh, piano. let me try it for a second and then just completely just blow everybody's mind.
You're having
and
a
just
Christmas party?
And,
yeah, sure. Right. I'll sit down and play some songs.
Wait, what song was that you like? Hold on a second. You know what I mean? Just like, just sit down and just, who, me? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on. This is. Thank you. I mean, I've always wanted to be that guy, and I, that's the answer I'll give you. But that's true. It's very true.
Mm. Okay, good. Yeah, I love that.
I could see you being like Lionel Richie, right? Just like that energy at a party. Just like, Robbie, that's so what good. I see you playing.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's amazing.
That's who you're gonna grow into.
Me you're looking for.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Will you learn that for me?
Thank you, Lex. I will learn
impersonation.
I will learn it.
No.
I will learn it.
Well, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
I would change where my body fat is stored.
Oh.
Of all
interesting.
Things, right?
What?
Because you know how much I love to eat.
Well,
this
that's
is a
true.
Struggle. A full-time struggle.
Sweet potato over here.
Now that I'm trying to tell you, now that I'm, when I was playing basketball every day, all day, I could eat all whatever I wanted and it would just fall off. And I just, ping, ping, ping. Oh, me? Yeah. Oh, I've been in the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy who doesn't play basketball and the guy who is just being daddy and acting and whatever, like, oh, this is full. I got to watch what I eat. I got, I can't, no, I'll just have, no, I have a bite of that. Oh, that's amazing. No, take it away. You know what I mean? As opposed to the guy who eat the whole pan or the whole plate or the whole, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I start to eat, you see it right here. My face goes from this to like full moon. And then I get this little kind of like gut action will start to fill in. Like that pandemic gut. What? I had bad bod.
That's what we all become, character actors, right?
And it was crazy. It took me like a whole year just to get back to normal. During the whole pandemic, I was like, what is this thing? I've never felt this flap of cushion back here.
No, we're growing into new people, Robbie. We can be whatever we want now. If you want to be like not basketball, Robbie, You want to be sweet potato Robbie? I want that for you. Just playing piano, eating delicious things.
Just being super amazingly round. No, not for me. So I've been, I gotta stay in the gym a lot to just kind of be what you know and are familiar with, the Robbie that you've, you've gotten used to.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? So I saw that Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now online and in-store.
I love that. For the entire month of May, join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Plus, you can help to support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to AAPI scholarships.
AAPI is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students.
So join us by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support AAPI scholars and educational nonprofit.
Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
So question number 19, what do you consider your greatest achievement?
Have we not discussed this?
I mean,
yeah.
These children,
yeah,
this family, there is nothing on this planet that I have done that I'm more proud of, that I've been a part of, that I'm more happy about like,
I love that.
I had no clue, guys. Mm-hmm. I always knew I wanted to be a dad and all that good stuff. And I have a great dad. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be a cool dad and whatever. But like, once the first one came out, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is yeah. amazing. Mm-hmm. Give her, please. I know. She was just a little loaf of bread. I was like, oh my gosh. Ah, the Daniel. Yeah. It was like an instant connection. And yeah. like, I don't know. My whole world has just completely shifted. Like priorities, mindset, minute by minute, second by second thoughts. It's just, they're a part of every single thing. Mm-hmm. And that mm-hmm. goes into my whole being. And mm-hmm. I had no clue I was going to appreciate it so much and love it so much. So
that's so cool.
I love it. That's I'm most proud of my family and my kids. It's thank God for healthy, beautiful, wonderful kids. Healthy kids. Thank God.
That's beautiful. Okay, so we get to the end of this beautiful life.
Okay.
If and when you are to die, and if you had the option to come back as a person or a thing in your next life, what would it be?
I'm coming back as me. No, I'm just
Let's do it again.
All right, let's do it again.
Honestly, I love it.
Take two.
No, that's an amazing question. I never thought about that. But seeing everything kind of through my 2-year-old son's eyes, I will come back as Hendrix River Jones, my son.
Oh, that's his name.
Wow.
Bobby, that name is so sweet. So
good. I will come back as Hendrix. I promise I will come back as him. He is the sweetest, nicest, coolest, just funniest little kid. I'm like, there are a lot of kids out there.
Yeah.
I'm partial to mine, of course. But like, this kid, he's been here before or something. Like,
yeah.
he gets it. He gets it all. Mm-hmm. We take him to the doctor or take him to whatever, and the people are doing little stuff, and they're like, oh, he understands it all. He gets it all. My aunt, she's a speech pathologist, and she came over and she was like just hanging out. She was like, oh, he's advanced. You don't know. And I was like, what? She was like, kids don't talk the way he talks. At age 2, like, they can't articulate those thoughts. Like, does he talk like that all the time? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I don't see that. Like, that's just like, that's so not relevant. That's just not your average 2-year-old. You know what I mean? And I was like, that's amazing. And just to see the way his brain works, I'm like, I would come back as him.
You know what I love about podcasts, though? I just want to interject. Like,
interject, Hill.
The same way we didn't know what streaming was going to mean, the same way we didn't know like what the advancements in our industry were going to do, I just love the idea that this podcast could be listened to 30 years from now and your kids can hear you talk about them in this way. Like, that to me just is such a nice little time capsule. So I just love that you're
it's
able
so cool.
to articulate like all that affection that you have for them.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's beautiful.
So is that then, I wonder if the answer to this is fatherhood, but maybe it's something else. Is there anything in your life that comes so naturally to you, you just know it's exactly where you're meant to be?
Pardon. That was very sweet, Hill.
Oh, Robbie! We made him cry, Robbie. Guys! We did it! We did it!
You were so stoic. I just moved on. I didn't realize you were like having a moment. I'm sorry.
No, I was not having a moment. There's some wind kicked up in here in the middle of this house.
It's dusty.
What in the dust?
Oh,
if you don't
buddy.
Close these windows up, invisible person.
You sweet man.
Please ask me that question again because I was lost in the
no,
last
so
moment.
No, it's so good. And it's so true. Your kids are going to be so grateful. Yeah, the question is there anything in your life that just comes so naturally to you, you know, as soon as you do it, this is where I'm meant to be. Every moment that you're doing it, you're like, this is exactly right.
Funny enough, you would think it's fatherhood, but I feel like acting is that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And that's not to even pat myself on the back or be like, oh man, you got this thing. But like, from my first acting class, when I was like watching people on stage and doing stuff, and then when I kind of like took my first stab at it, like, was I good? No. But like, it just felt like this is where I'm supposed to be. You know what I mean? This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I thought it was this other thing, but like, oh my gosh. Like, this is the thing. This is the thing. This is the thing. This is that.
Yeah.
This is where all my life energy, this is where the fulfillment is. This is where like,
good.
Like, what? This is crazy. I want to do this all the time. And that was like the energy I was like, ooh, I messed up. Nothing ever kind of made me go like, ooh, I don't want to ever try that again. I was just like, ooh, I want to try it again now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's cool.
This thing, the acting thing, I've since I started, I was like, I enjoy it. I love it. So
I love it.
What about you guys? Quick. I know we're on the next question. What about you guys? I'm so curious.
God.
What's that thing?
I like doing community service projects. It is just that I love PTA. I like doing fun. Like, I like being the community lady. It's the place I belong.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
I feel that way about advocacy. If it's not for us, I don't know what we're doing here, you know? So to use any version of a platform or privilege or leverage or a microphone that I have for equity feels like where I'm supposed to be.
It's good.
Love it.
Yeah, there's something about, man, I grew up in theater. Every time I set foot on a stage and I've been moving my body and singing and acting all at the same time, that whole trifecta, I'd be split between that and motherhood. They both feel extraordinarily natural to me, just in my body. When the first thing that comes to mind when I think of where do I feel immediately like, ooh, it's in my body. This is it. This is my comfort zone. It's those two places.
Mm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's so
Robbie, cool. We have two questions left with you, darling.
All right.
This is a wish fulfillment one. A wish fulfillment.
Yeah.
You can live anywhere in the world. You take the wife, the children, take your friends with you, wherever.
Okay.
Where are you guys going?
One place that I thought I could live and would want to spend a significant amount of time that's not here in the States, probably be Barcelona.
Barcelona?
Yes.
Claro que sí.
And the food.
Yeah.
Something to look at everywhere. It's great.
It's beautiful.
The cobblestone streets? Yeah.
It's beautiful. And the people, the culture. Mm-hmm. One of my best friends just moved there with his wife a couple years ago, and they're having their second child out there. And he's from the Valley. They just moved there, and they're just having a great time living in Barcelona. And I'm like, ooh, that would be cool. So
that would be
possibly so Barcelona. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good answer.
Okay. And question 23, final. What is your most treasured possession?
Hmm.
Aside from the urn full of contacts that we are going to give you.
you are stealing my answers. I don't like that. I don't like you. Man, now what am I going to say? I think a younger version of me would have said some person. And I'm like, I don't own anybody.
Yeah.
I learned that. That was a young lesson that I learned when I was younger. Like, these people don't belong to you. You're mine. No, you're not. See, I don't want to get too philosophical, but I feel like the things that I can pass on to my kids, like whether that's just like my sense of morality or my sense of spirituality or my beliefs or my faith in God, or you know, like to properties that I own, or you know, monetary wealth, or you know what I mean, just the things that I can take and be a steward and pass on to my children. I think those would be the most valuable things, and right now it's just kind of more about like beliefs and way of treating people and things of that nature.
That's my favorite answer so far.
Yeah, that's your legacy.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What and legacy is different for every person, but I feel like that's one way to describe it, I guess. My legacy is probably the my most prized possession, if you can call it that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You possess what you've amassed in your experience and your mind and your heart. I mean, those things are a part of you. Mm. So. Works for
Robbie,
me.
You baby. This has Robbie been such Jones. A lovely afternoon with Robbie really Jones. Has. What a date.
You're just saying that because of my scarf.
Oh, you looked handsome. You gave the sweetest answers. You better go kiss those babies and your pretty wife and tell them that we're grateful for them because they have you in this blissed out place that we get to celebrate with you.
Blissed out.
It's
I
so
like that.
Beautiful.
That's you, babe.
So happy to spend time with you today, Robbie. Thank you so much.
It's great to see you guys.
You too.
You ladies. You wonderful, wonderful people.
Well, listen, when everyone's on the West Coast, I'm coming out because I want pie.
We're coming.
So, pie party.
And man, it's great to see you guys. I hope to see you guys really soon. So much love. I love you guys.
You guys are love family, you, Robbie.
For life. And hey, here's to the happy life.
Happy life.
Yes, baby.
Come back next week, everybody. We'll see you later.
Hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com. See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend.
And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.